anniversary of the attack, Minnesota
Blog Talk Radio.
Rushed out of the Senate chamber by security guards as rioters closed in. Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy called the attack an attempted coup. COVID hospitalizations among children are reaching a pandemic high. Federal health officials say just over 950 children are in hospitals battling COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci said this week more children will come down with the virus because of how transmissible the Omicron variant is. The school in Michigan where four students were shot and killed will reopen soon. District leaders in the Oxford School District say students will return to the high school the week of January 24th. A student at the school, 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly, has been charged for the murders, and his parents are facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Bed Bath & Beyond says it's going to close around three dozen stores in multiple states. States with more than one location affected include Arizona, California, Georgia, Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. Meantime, it reported a miss on revenue in its latest earnings report. Analysts were looking for about $2 billion, but it only brought in just under $1.9 billion. General Motors is showing off its latest self-driving concept vehicles. GM unveiled a two-seat electric self-driving car called Innerspace at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. The company also plans to reveal a personal mobile hotel called OpenSpace at a later date. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs with select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson, and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul-level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am Dr. Pat, but I am so thrilled to be doing this fabulous show with the host of the show, the host of the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson. This is where we get to trust the wisdom and the power within. And all of that surrounds itself with the aura, with the amazement of what we call success in the world. And I love that word because it's so objectively defined and yet it's so subjectively lived. Wow, that was like a cool little statement right there.
I'll get it and record it.
Oh, my gosh, what an idea. Oh, my gosh. Mita, it's great to have you here. Happy New Year to you. And, boy, this topic for this episode couldn't be more timely. I think many of us, I'll speak for myself, so far this year, this has been a lesson almost every day, learning to trust your wisdom. Now, let me ask you this so we can get going. If we did that, how can we imagine our lives?
Oh, there is no limit. There is no limit. You know, your wisdom is really your operating system. It's what keeps you going day to day. It keeps you safe. It helps you be smart. It helps you be connected. And when we learn to really listen and tune in and trusted, we make the absolute best decisions for ourselves. We're human beings. We do stupid things. We don't listen. We know that's all a fact. But when you really hone your skills at hearing your wisdom, knowing what it looks like and feels like, you really do put yourself on the path to live your very best life.
Let's just do a quick recap.
Perfect.
Because personal wisdom, I know you live it. I know you breathe it. I know we're all challenged with it. And it shows up in so many ways. It can show up from the most, my words, trivial of daily events where we get the opportunity. But because the event's trivial, we don't pay any attention. We don't think it's a big thing. Or it could show up in a larger arena to decisions we make. You know, like me, for example, do I actually get on a plane tomorrow and come back? What am I going to follow? What am I going to trust? How do I use that guidance systems to make that decision? And then there's so many others. But let's do a recap from your perspective, and let's have folks that haven't heard what we've talked about before, let's give them a chance to, like, catch up.
Awesome. What a great way to kick off the new year.
No kidding.
I based my show and my business name around personal wisdom because I absolutely fundamentally believe every one of us possesses everything we need. And for me, and for those of you who followed along or listened, it begins with your soul level purpose. This is something we're born with. It's what we're called here to do. It's part of the value that our soul brings to the earth at this point in time. It's also a pathway to really tapping in and beginning to know what your wisdom is. My personal statement in terms of my soul level purpose is to be completely me, trusting my connection to source, providing invisible service as a trusted listener, creating space for all. Powerful in that for people is when they have the language to know what that soul level purpose is, they have their guideposts. And for me, my connection to source is the living, breathing, central aspect of what I do. Source is however you define deity. I use that word because I don't want to offend anybody. Everybody comes at it from their own belief or non-belief, but there is that powerful connection for us here. When you have that language, every single client that I've worked with and every person who's trained in uncovering it like I am knows that your soul has a physical place of knowing. So when you can say those words, you can begin to hear the first real clue from your body of bing, 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 you got it. Mind sits here as an energy halo. People I know, it can be a throat voice. It can be tingly fingers. Every one of us is different, and it shows up in its own way. And when you have the language to state your soul purpose, you have your guideposts. When you can physically feel where that purpose resonates in your body, that becomes your compass. It's your way to really trust and to know that every single decision you're making is the best decision for you. I teach my clients a tool of how to ask questions and get an answer from that. Oh. The other thing that I think is important for people to catch up is our purpose has a shadow. Because we are human beings, we aren't these perfect little angelic beings that gets everything right and sits always in that perfect space. Life, we're here for a reason. But by knowing what your purpose is and honoring what its shadow or its opposite side is, you have the power then, Pat, as you mentioned, to choose every single day. Do I get on that airplane or not? Let's see. COVID surging. My family might need me. I can work remote. You have the ability to go through all of those steps and physically listen to what's your body telling you in terms of how you make that choice.
Yeah. I want to use this as an example, if you don't mind, because your work is so powerful. I was really struck by it. And I have to tell you, I was away and just got to the show on time. Because even as I'm speaking with you, my flight got canceled two or three times. I lost count, by the way. I don't know which one it is. Jessica probably knows. I don't know if Jacob's doing the show. Somebody knows how many times. I don't know. I'm scheduled to come back tomorrow. No weather problems on that are going to happen on the West Coast, but clearly they're getting a snowstorm here. But that wouldn't deter me. We're living in some uncertain times. And 5 minutes before I got on air, you said it. Call family member sent home, exposed. Another family member is in bed. A little baby, a year old, exposed. Another wife, exposed. Now, I will tell you this. Linda, myself, and Karen, we have not been, Linda and I have not been in contact with the family members. Why? I don't know. I mean, in the scheme of things, the holidays, but these are the decisions. So when you ask the question, is it about getting on a plane or is it about being here and support a family? Boy, that is where you have to use your personal wisdom. You know, is it going to be too taxing on my team and my business and Jessica if I stay here another week? What's in my heart? Where am I going to be of most service? See, this is not a question that I think Pat's just answering. You and I today, you had to go through your own tribulations to do the show because things have changed. Isn't this the way that we can call in personal wisdom? Or did I give an example that's not appropriate?
Yeah, I think you hit it exactly on. You know, every day we're faced with choices. And those choices can serve ourselves or they can serve others. If you're serving yourself, it can be both your positive side and your shadow side. So the selfish part of your example might be, it's just simpler to get back on that plane and go back to my office where everything runs like clockwork. And you can absolutely make that choice and get on the plane and live with it and have little to no regret. You also can make the opposite choice that for me and my purpose, serving others in my family takes precedence. The rest of this is a simple workaround. So I'm going to choose to stay connected to my family. I might not see them again. Work will always be there. But when you ask yourself which way you want to serve, mm-hmm. I'd ask you, what does your body tell you? Mm-hmm. When you ask those two questions, sit with it for a minute. What do you physically feel in your body when you think about answering, do I get on the plane or do I stay here?
I could tell you, like, right before the show, when Linda and I were talking about this, and we looked at each other, and I think Linda's question was something like, what about this one-year-old baby? I mean, you know, so when your heart starts to hear questions that you absolutely have no answers for, you mm-hmm. start to feel a sense of something that's very different than I should get on a plane and go back tomorrow. I may not know exactly what that is. Now, and that's my question to you about personal wisdom. You know, we don't always get like a clarity in the moment, but in this case, I got a pause to stop and think. Does that make sense?
It does. I think clarity comes after Pat with practice. And no, not every answer is going to be clear every time.
Mm-hmm.
But you stumbled into the gold mine. Your body told you to pause, and you listened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You stopped and said, wait a minute, what's really going on here? You didn't jump to the head brain answer of, logically, this is what I need to do. I'm a businesswoman. This is what matters. My family's going to love me no matter what. Our brains take that over in an instant, and most of us let our brains drive.
Yeah.
You paused long enough to listen to your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your heart sense.
Yeah. And you nailed it. And of course, and then 3 minutes passed and I'm like, I got to get, and we're going to do the show. But see the beauty of the way the universe works for me. And I'd love for you to talk about this when we come back from break. The beauty of what we're doing is I think that there's such a benevolent life force energy, whatever people want to call it, God, it doesn't matter. I believe it's benevolent, and it's always trying to guide us to a better or a next place or something that gives us insight into a pathway. You know, the times that I've gone down that dark side, that shadow side, that's been about me. That's been all looking at myself in the face, knowing I should not watch the movie Jaws when it came out. And then I watched it, and I didn't go into water for 10 years. When we come back, that's a great metaphor, by the way. When we come back, we're going to talk more about our human form and what it is we've been gifted with here to help guide us. Is it all mind? But as I talked about before, what is everyone feeling now? You know, what is the sense of this now for where you are in your life and your world? You know, 2022, for me, it's all about a new, and it's all about a renew. It's a time, really, to check out and check in at the same time. Check out what's going on around you. Check in about what's going on within you. And your message, Mita, is, hello, you've got something called personal wisdom. Let's not struggle with looking for the answers. When we come back, say goodbye to struggle. When we come back, Mita is going to take us on a journey of how we tap into this and how she works with people across the globe to know that we have this personal wisdom. If you want to find out all about Mita Johnson, go to our website, personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. When we come back, and by the way, we're taking your calls. This is a live call-in show, so please feel free. 1-800-930-2819. Clues. Cues. Oh, my. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Feel just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you join us, the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson. Trust the wisdom and power within you to create success. Great, great, great lessons. Learning to trust your wisdom. This is an important conversation. You know, I mean, we could talk a lot just about the word trust. I studied it for 10 years. I guess they tell you have to study what you don't know how to do. Something like that, somebody said. I don't know. But you work with people and you help people understand the power of this. Before the break, we were talking about a number of different things, direct lines of sight, big and small. But we don't know the multifaceted nature of our minds, of our brains. But you used a great example to talk about the cues that I got before I came on air. What are some of the things that get in the way of us listening to this? And let's talk about how we could help folks today pay attention to this, because I am really seriously thinking about this now. You know, Linda would say, just get on the plane, we'll be okay. That would be Linda. And I believe her, because she believes that. But this is my best friend. Do I leave her in the middle of the family and two people in bed, one just got sent home, right? Help us understand how we use this marvelous human form we have to go to that place of knowing what to do.
Thank you. In the work I've done and the studying, and I am by no means an expert, but am certainly a curious human being, I've learned that this little physical cell that we gift as a human being actually has three brains and maybe a fourth one. We have our head brain that everybody knows. We have our heart brain that people kind of know. We have our gut brain, which most people call their intuition. And they're beginning to believe that there's actually a fourth one, which is a back brain. So you think about those times when you feel somebody watching you and that tingly, something's being picked up on the reverse side of your body that does not have eyes, that's telling you to be aware. So science is uncovering so many glorious things about this machine that we occupy. I start there because all of those options give us clues. We are taught from small children to use our head brain. Logic is all pervasive, particularly in the U.S. where we live. Just be logical. Don't be emotional. Don't be any of those, you know, soft, squishy things. Just live in your head. Our brains can make very good decisions based on our experiences and what we've been taught. But in my learning and my experience, it is a very mechanical, computerized, almost mechanical response, I guess is the best way that I come up with it. When I started to learn about the heart brain, that's that place of emotion. It's that center. It's what radiates out. It fills all of you. You know, we give hearts on Valentine for a reason. We make hearts with our hand for a reason. The heart isn't just a mechanical thing. It actually has four ways that it communicates with our body, through our nervous system, through our hormones, through pulse waves, and through the electromagnetic field. So you think about all of those things in this little fist-sized thing sitting in the middle of you, and it emanates that core response. The one I think people are most familiar with is their gut brain or intuition. And women in particular, men I'm finding becoming more but less historically, are actively taught and told not to listen to that intuition. Oh, it's just women's intuition. Oh, she's just listening. It's always a dismissive thing. But it's our gut brain, it's our lizard brain, it's our survival focus. So when I work with my clients, I ask them to really think about a place. So we've been talking about your COVID dilemma right now. And really tune in and say, how does my head respond to this? How does my heart feel about this? And what is my intuition or my gut telling me? When you get all three of those signals giving you the same response, you are absolutely and completely in alignment. When they are not in alignment is where you get to make those choices of which one are you going to trust? Are you going to go with your head logic? Are you going to go with more the emotional center of your heart? Or are you going to go with that lizard survival instinct that's in your gut? And it's really Pat, thinking about how each of those areas show up for us, what they mean for you, and what serves you the best. I don't think every one of us, our personal wisdom doesn't come from the same place in our body. We have all of them, but different ones are different tuned for people. For me, I know my heart wisdom is the strongest because that's what drives my halo when I'm engaged. That is literally my heart-to-source connection. I go to my gut wisdom next and my head wisdom last as I'm looking through. It really is a tool set and a process for you to think about.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of these situations where, and I'm given a situation that's out of our time. You know, this is the day and time we live in.
Mm-hmm.
But personal wisdom and the way that you help people and guide people, it can be used for many, many things. And I just gave an example that was real for me for today. But there are so many other things that go on in our day where we could call on our personal wisdom to really guide the ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a powerful part of your message today. Now, I gave an example that just literally happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two minutes before I got here, and I really haven't had a chance to really, let me say, think about it. But my initial feeling about it was, whoa. Right? That
mm-hmm.
was like, whoa. But let's talk about how every day we get these cues. I mean, have you ever decided you're at a corner, especially if you're in New York, right? You're at a corner and the light turns and you're ready to go across the street and everybody's going, but you take a moment not to step.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, some people say, ah, that's your intuition. Maybe. But I didn't take the step. And then as you do not take that step, what you find out is something 10 feet away from you happens that you would have been in the middle of, right? And we don't give ourselves mm-hmm. enough credit on those kinds of things or others. I mean, there's so many examples. Personal wisdom, if you could talk to this, somehow we've made it this thing that only 1% of the people can use, and they only use it for 1% of the time. And that is, I think, one of the greatest mm-hmm. misconceptions of our time.
I agree. You know, we're given cues and clues all day long. We all have an energy field. That energy field's connected to everything around us. Your example of the caution about not stepping out into the street. It's as simple as looking at that box of chocolates left over from the holidays. It's like, do I eat it or don't I eat it? You know, my head says, well, the sooner they're gone, the better it is for me, so let's eat one. My heart says, man, I really, really like chocolate. And my gut goes, yeah, but you're going to have an upset stomach for the next 6 hours because you know too much sugar doesn't agree with you. All three of those are very visceral cues on something as simple as a piece of chocolate. So when you tune in and listen, that's where that trust word that we used earlier in the episode starts to come from. I think the 1% of us only use their wisdom because it comes back to that word. Either they don't know their body's giving them the clue, or they've been taught not to trust it, or they haven't experienced the listening enough to know what to trust. I could pick all three answers on that piece of chocolate and none of them would be wrong. The right answer is don't eat it because my body physically doesn't feel good. I mean, there are literal repercussions for that 30 seconds of eating that piece of chocolate. And it sounds kind of trite, but that's my body's knowing on multiple levels. It knows sugar isn't good for me. It knows that piece of chocolate is sugar. It knows it's going to taste good and that sugar is a very addicting substance. And if I have this one, I'm going to want another one. But the strongest voice in all of that is it worth not feeling good an hour from now? And that's wisdom. And that's that knowing. And that's that trusting and listening. There's a bit of trial and error while you figure out which one you listen to and when you listen to them, but it's absolutely present every single day. And the more you do, my experience is the less those questions even show up. Yeah, I've practiced it enough, I don't even consciously think about it. My new clients, I literally give them a paper and pencil exercise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell them to put it on their Excel spreadsheet. It's a binary. Is this in alignment with my purpose? Is this in alignment with my values? Am I feeling it in my personal place of knowing? Because that repetition of consciously going through that process and saying yes or no, and then believe yourself. Don't just go through the exercise, but follow through on what you learned.
Yeah.
You get fast at it. It's literally second nature, and you become much more nuanced to listening to the more subtle cues that your body gives you other than just the, oh, yep, my energy halo just kicked in. This is a really good thing for me to be doing.
Yeah.
I now know what to feed myself, how to behave, how to sleep, all sorts of cues.
I love this because, you know, it's interesting. As I was thinking about this, you know, Linda didn't even get to finish her statement, and my reaction was, oh, no, tell Karen no shopping, right? Like, don't go to the mall to get a piece of lunch, right? So I already knew in that moment there was something in me that became concerned. You know, and this is life. This goes through life in the same way. Whether it's a job interview you're on and you're in the middle of the interview and something just doesn't feel right about it. Or you meet somebody and, you know, at some kind of a meeting place and you're talking with them and you immediately feel a connection to them and a liking to them. There are just so many instances of this. You know, I watch my mom pick out fruit, right? And I was always in awe with how she did it. Whether we went down to the market down, you know, in New York or we went to the grocery store, it didn't matter. Somehow she knew how to always get the sweetest fruit. And I asked her about it later on. And she just would look at me and say, you know, honey, you just know. And I'm like, no, I don't just know. Let's take a short break. When we come back, wouldn't you like to just know? See, that's what Nita's talking about. You can just know. But then when you do know, what next? See, when you know and you feel something and you know that this is the next thing that you're clear about, even in the fog, you're a little bit clear, how do you then get from there to right action? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're probably going to skip the next break. Nita Johnson, questions 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. You are listening to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson, and I actually get to sit in and join her in this. Today we're talking about learning to trust your wisdom. You know, think about this for yourselves. Are you at a place where you're, let's just say, stuck? And you don't have to be stuck in the mud, but just stuck. You know, stuck in a place of complacency, stuck in a place of indecision, you know, stuck in a place of just simply not knowing. That's what Mita does. Mita, before we go forward, can we tell folks again how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you? All of the above, please.
Absolutely. I call myself a success coach because I partner with individuals to really help you understand what's missing in your life, what are your gaps, what are you struggling with, and help you create a definition of success that meets your soul level being and who you are as a person. And then we partner together to tune into that wisdom, create a process, and really help you map your way to success. My work all begins with starting to know your soul level purpose and trusting your wisdom. You can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a contact page there. It'll pop me a note. Every time you outreach, our first meeting is complimentary. It's a chance for us to get acquainted, to explore what brings you to me, and for both of us to decide if we're a partner. And if we are, we should figure out how we work together. If we're not, I get to meet another beautiful soul in the world and see what I can do to create space for them, which is part of my soul purpose. So, Pat, thank you for asking.
I want to talk about this part of this work that you help people do. And during the break, you were demonstrating or talking to me about how you help your clients make decisions. You know, putting things down on a spreadsheet, really looking at the pros and cons of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know today that I'd be having a conversation with anybody about additional family members that may have COVID, have been exposed to COVID, or are in bed with temperatures right now. I mean, like what, 2 miles down the road? Didn't think about that. I told my team the other day, I read up on our governor's guidelines, and I said, everybody in that office needs to wear a mask, like, all the time. Like in a production room, in the other room, at your desk, you should have a mask on. And I have a $2,000 scrubber in the room scrubbing all the time, like cleaning the air. But help us understand the power of personal wisdom, and some people call it intuition, right? You know, like, why wouldn't I cross that street? Like, why would I wait for 50 other people on a corner street in New York City that don't wait to charge across that street, right? Like, even before the light change, for real, right? And me, I don't take that step. Now, that's just one example. There's so many.
It is. You know, intuition really has a negative label in my experience. It's something that, you know, it's not logical. It's not scientific. We can't measure it. Oh, by the way, that's becoming less and less true as science gets more and more refined. But we didn't come to this earth without the tools to navigate. You think about it, why would anybody be created and then be turned loose in an environment with no internal compass, no guidance system, no warning system? You know, we would not put an airplane in the air without its radar, without all of the equipment that's around it. So why would our very complicated bodies be any less than that?
Yeah.
So if you come from a place of we are equipped to safely navigate this world, and our body was built to do this, why would we not listen to it? So you've got a brain for logic, you've got a heart for your emotion and your expression, your radiance, and you've got your intuition or your gut level that's your early warning system. It's the backup camera that's in my car. We didn't used to have those. I had to turn around and look. That's a pretty faulty way to check things out. To me, that's the corollary of not listening to your wisdom. You're looking over your shoulder. You're trying to see around the stress at the back of your car window, when if you just look at the camera that's right there, it's giving you a full 360 view and feeding you real-time information about what to do next. So I really invite my clients to tune in and to pay attention when they're getting wisdom from their logic brain, wisdom from their heart, and wisdom from their intuition. All of them are viable. As I said, everybody's is different in terms of where its strength comes from.
Yeah.
But how do I want to ask you, if you are my client sitting across from me and you are talking about, you know, this just knowing to not buy this piece of luggage, my question to you would be, where did you physically feel that knowing? How did it show up for you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, for me, in these few minutes before the show, I don't know if there's a way to describe the feeling of stunned or shocked, right?
Okay.
You know, it's that moment where you realize that what was once that for other people now becomes that for you, right? You start to check. When was the last time we were around them? When was it, you know, oh, my God, the little one-year-old baby. I mean, you just go into this, and it's so fresh for me. I haven't had time to go through all of it. I mean, I really literally didn't have time to go through all of it.
No.
But it dawned on me. It hit me somehow, and it made me pause. And what happened to me? Yeah. Yeah, my body went to, my body went to a pause, which then had a thought about me getting on an airplane. Now, I haven't had the chance to put it together, but that's not a mistake. That incident and the plane issue, that's getting on the plane, that's not a mistake, right? So there's something my body connected to my mind and to my intuition. I don't know, did I say that? I mean, did I get that?
You did. I mean, your body literally stopped you. And it invited you to a space to consider options. You still could have gotten on the plane. You could have chosen to say nothing to the person who was going to go buy a piece of luggage, but you didn't. Your body stopped you for a reason. You paused long enough for your emotion to say, something important is happening here, and for your brain to say, no, stop. So you got yourself in alignment. You did what you could in that situation. The person you're speaking to then needed to trust their wisdom as to whether what your wisdom was for you was the same as their wisdom for them.
Yeah.
Because you are a conduit to that, but you're not the speaker of that.
Right.
You gave them the opportunity to pause and to process it. But that's your wisdom and your speaking and your knowing. And the more you can use that, the stronger and truer it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my clients, we start with the paper and pencil, but the more repetition they do, I can do the checklist in my head in under 15 seconds. And I know what the answer is before I do it. That's now my validation tool because I trust. I've spent enough time listening and trusting that I know, and you can get there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Know what your purpose is, know your values, and listen.
Yeah. You know what's fascinating about this as we're talking about it, and I think this is part of your process, so Meet, I hope you'll address this, is that we get that original alert. I don't have a better word for it. You know, some people call it an energetic hit, but we get that original something that alters whatever our energy field is in the moment, which then may turn into changing a direction or a course or direction or something we do. It happens in the moments with our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have kids and you're in that moment and you have that moment where the milk went flying across the table because Johnny was playing with a little rubber toy and you put a glass of milk in front of Johnny and Johnny knocks the thing across the table on your beautiful tablecloth, probably smacking up against the wall, and he is like as happy as can be, and you have that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the moment where you almost forget. You see, if we can learn the pause in that moment, right,
mm-hmm.
this is where we get to get the realization. So when a person said to me, is it going to be any better if you decide to leave in a month or a week or whatever it is? And I had to think about that. And I'll tell you what the answer is that came to me, not from my left brain, but from the personal wisdom you've been describing throughout the show. And here's what hit me. My first attempt to leave, I did not experience in SeaTac what I experienced in Newark in my first attempt to leave. I got on a plane, TSA, we kept our distance. I mean, I could go through the whole list of what that was like. But getting on a plane in Newark a couple of weeks ago was about as nightmarish as I ever remember in attempting to get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And So the question and the answer to the question that came back to me was, yeah, it's got to be better because they can't keep operating like this given what's happening in the world, especially what you shared with me. You know, I have people that are in nursing and other places that I talk to. But should that matter? And should I have to go to a logical explanation about whether I think it's going to get better in a month or a week? Because it almost seems like that's going to cloud my judgment of what we're called to do in the moment. And we do that so often, Meeta. Do you know what I mean?
I do. You know, I don't find that question of is it going to be better bothersome.
No.
Because I treat it as my body truly holistically processing my choices. Right now, it's not good to get on. I have to believe it's better, or I have to get on to it.
Exactly.
So to take that pause and really feel it from logic, emotion, and gut, what you've done is trusted your wisdom. This is not the time to be there. The world will be a better place. There will be a time when it is safe for me to go. It may not be 2 weeks from now. You may be at that same place again. That doesn't mean it was a poor time. It just means it's not yet the time. And so to honor that and to really acknowledge that there's other things involved. It's not just you. You've got people here that you care about. You've got people and things on the other end. It is that holistic spectrum.
Yeah.
And permission to process it is trusting your wisdom, because it's a validation method.
And, you know, I love this, because you could take any situation, Mita, and this is what I want to do in the time we have left. You know, we can take any situation. We could take whether or not you should move to another state. You know, everything from, you, do I buy this roast beef or not buy the roast beef? Do I call my son, my daughter, my friends? You know, do I take time to really create something in art that I want to create? I mean, this is not a situation that has to be like the one that just happened to me before the show. I call on personal wisdom so often,
mm-hmm.
And I think what you're helping us understand is there's no big or little, there's no right or wrong. There's personal wisdom.
It is. You know, personal wisdom also shows up for me in how we approach the day and what we ask for. You know, people talk about manifestations or intentions or prayers, whatever words you use in terms of your communication. That's also your personal wisdom speaking. It's your body and it's your soul putting out what it needs to know today or what it's feeling called to do today. Last week when my friend Mary was on, she uses a process called Powerful Questions, which was a new one for me. But she listens to her personal wisdom by asking a powerful question every day. She writes it down for an example of how can I be of service to someone today? She writes it down, she lets it go. And then throughout the day, her wisdom shows up and says, oh, you gave that parking space up to somebody because they needed it. Or, oh, you made a phone call to someone that you just felt compelled to call. Or, oh, this charitable request came in and I've been meaning to do something about that, so I actually took the time to do the deposit. You've opened up a place for your wisdom to let all sorts of things show up during the day that allow you to trust it and know it and live out your intentions and your purpose for that day. So it, to me, works both ways. It's both getting the inputs to respond to, but it's also that wisdom of knowing what I should be putting out there today. You talked about your mom and knowing the fruit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the same thing in your own sphere. When you know something is right or good or the best thing, it talks to you. And so this way to open up that two-way communication, I'm going to put out so my wisdom can show up, and I'm going to receive when there's opportunities to listen to that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And your knowing grows every single day the more you practice both of those.
You know, I love that you are helping so many people understand not just the power of this, but the nuances of it. Because earlier on the show when I started, and I want to ask you to wrap up with this question, is, boy, if we could call on our personal wisdom, how much easier would life get?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is. I'm pausing on the word easier.
Yeah.
It's a loaded word as well.
It is a loaded word.
And everybody's definition of what it is. So the word that's coming to my mind to replace is, how much truer would your life be? So if you are listening to that personal wisdom, you are making decisions that honor who you are in this world today. How do I show up as my best self? How do I listen to that wisdom? How do I authentically live who I was sent here to be? So when I am true to myself, then the path is smoother. The choices are clearer. I think I'm happier with that. And I also could be very cognizant of when I choose to step out. So you're an example. Your answer might be, yes, it's best for me to go back to work. but it is way too important to these people I care about who are here. So I'm going to pick the harder path.
Yeah.
Because
that's such a great point.
At the end of the day, that's truer on that emotional level of the connection to those individuals overlays what might be the simpler way to approach it. But at the end of the day, you have truly lived into who you are as a person, the reason that you're here, and you've made a choice that's going to make your life a little more difficult, but it's a very short-term difficulty. And you have the strength and the wisdom to live through with that and know that you made a deliberate choice. You didn't stumble into it. You don't feel resentful. You're not crabby about it because you know what you did.
Yeah. You know, thank you for pointing that out because you're right. I mean, there are things that you weigh on multiple sides of any situation, right? And making decisions like this are not necessarily easier. But what I meant by easier is to have the personal wisdom radar. I don't have another word for it.
Mm-hmm.
But to know you've got that
mm-hmm.
to call on, for me, doesn't put me in what I consider to be an isolated and alone place. Because I know that that wisdom is available. Right. So you're right. Easy was probably the easy was not the right word because there's nothing that I'm thinking about right now that's easy about this decision.
No, but it's true. It's authentic and it's connected and it's honoring where you need to be today.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, many of us still want to second guess that. You still want to go to the yeah, but.
Oh, right.
And when you can let the yeah buts go, that's where your power to show up is.
Yeah.
That's where the ease comes from. That's where the positive energy comes from. And that's when the path straightens out.
I love it. Mita Johnson, please tell people how they can reach you again and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Happy New Year to you as well. You can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com, and I would love to have an exploratory meeting with you to see if I can help you deepen your wisdom. Thank you for listening and tuning in today. Thanks for tuning in to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impacts of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul-level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. We're still wet there out there on the roadways, folks. Bring those speeds down. Again, give yourself a little more room to the vehicles in front of you while you're commuting around today. If you're heading across to the other side of the mountain passes, most of them have been closed. We have heavy snow showers in those mountain passes. So you might want to think of some detours or some other plans for today. Just keep on the watch for that. Until then, stay tuned because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opening up the phone lines and taking your calls for free mini angel readings coming up next. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Senators are recalling the attack on the U.S. Capitol a year ago.
I remember the staff throughout this building that were marooned in places. And the faces of the police officers, the cuts on their faces.
On the one-year anniversary of the attack, Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar talked about being rushed out of the Senate chamber by security guards as rioters closed in. For
President Biden insists his speech, marking the anniversary of the attack, will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden put the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of his predecessor, mentioning the former president some 16 times. Afterwards, a reporter asked if calling out Trump so much divides more than it heals. Biden said no. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says kids in his state are in school and will remain in classrooms. The Republican said his administration won't let a union create a situation like the one ongoing in Chicago.
Arizona kids are going to stay in their classroom, and we're not going to let the union thugs play Chicago-like games in Arizona.
Chicago public schools canceled classes for the second straight day after failing to come to terms with the teachers' union on COVID-19 safety. Ducey said Arizona parents will get $7,000 in education aid if their kid's school closes for one day. He added he wants to give Arizona parents and students the final flexibility to go to the school of their choice if their current school suspends in-person learning. A Christmas tree is believed to be the cause of a deadly row home fire in Philadelphia. At least 12 people, including 8 children, were killed yesterday morning when their duplex in Philly's Fairmount neighborhood went up in flames. 2 others were critically injured. The fire marshal's office is looking into reports that someone lit the Christmas tree on fire. The building was operated by the Philadelphia Housing Authority, which reportedly did not know over 24 people were living between the 2 units. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy calls it one of the worst fires he's seen in his 35-year career. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donie Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donie Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donie Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donie Coe Pet Clinic. Log into DonieCoe.org. That's DonieCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, it's going to be a pretty wet day today. High temperatures also around 49, 50 degrees. In the mountains, plenty of snow showers coming down, so be careful if you're commuting to and from the east side of the mountains through the Cascades. For tonight, the rain will continue and the wind will pick up 20 to 25 miles per hour in selected areas. Low temperatures dropping down to about 46. For Friday, more rain expected, high temperatures around 48. Things will get a little colder by Friday night, which brings a chance of mixed rain and snow showers. Low temperatures to just above freezing, down to about 35. For Saturday, we'll start tapering things off from the mixed rain and snow showers to mostly cloudy skies by Saturday afternoon and evening. High temperatures around 42.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sue Storm, and I'm also known as the Angel Lady, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we have an action-packed show. We're going to work on goal setting, your New Year's resolution. Why don't they hold? Why do they stop? And what can you do, and how to goal set? That's what we're going to work on. And for those of you who don't know me and haven't heard about me before, I'm just going to read you what's on the back of the book that we're going to be talking about. And the book we're going to be talking about is called Angel First Aid, RX, like prescription for excellence. And it's about putting excellence into your life and in every aspect. So it says, Sue Storm is a renowned international author, inspirational speaker, and dynamic prosperity consultant. And that's true. She makes celestial communication an easy process the Angel Lady's guidance has been featured on 5,000 radio and TV programs worldwide, including all the major networks. Through numerous media appearances, along with the Angel First Aid series of books, Sue Storm is spreading the message of the angels across the globe, and I'm spreading it to you right now. And many of those 5,000 radio shows have been the Dr. Pat Show, because I believe, Benny, do you know how many years we've been doing this together?
We have just turned our 20th with the Dr. Pat Show here at KKNW. And
oh,
online.
That's right. It's January.
That's
the
right.
January is when we started.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my gosh. I've known you a long time.
I know, right? It's been an amazing 20, that's for sure.
This is good. Okay. So, and why don't you tell people how they can call in? Let's start there.
Sure. We'll get out the number for, it's the Dr. Pat Show. Of course, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is filling in for today for mini angel readings. If you'd like to join us and her specifically, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Perfect. Okay. So if you call in, you can get the names of your three angels that were chosen for you at birth and are there to help you with your life's purpose. And Archangel Michael has told me that when you're on your path and you're following your life's purpose, then there isn't as many bumps in the road. Things go smoothly and they run easily. And so if things aren't running smoothly for you and you're not in the flow, then call in. Let's get your angels and see who's with you and how they can help you. And then if you want have a question, I'd be happy to answer that question. The angels actually would be answering through me. And but I'd make it a very specific question, like don't give me a question like tell me about my future or something like that, because I need something very specific so that I can ask the angels. I'm more like a translator. You tell me what you want to know. I translate it into the language. They understand, bring back the answer. So so think about it that way, and I hope you pick up the phone and call and find out who your angels are, and away we go. We're going to get... Do we have someone?
We do. We can start now. Yeah, we actually have Cynthia calling in from the Issaquah area. It's outside of Washington, the Seattle area. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, so Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi there. Thank you, Sue, for taking my call. I do have a specific question, and I need to want to know my three angels as well. And the question I have is I'm looking to take classes in real estate to become a realtor, and I'm also looking to become a life coach. And I wanted to know if the angels had some level, if there's some karmic or level. I've been looking for a job and a lot of stuff, and these two areas resonate with me. And my father was in real estate, and it's come up before, and I'm just asking for some input of how they see this.
Okay. Well, the one thing about real estate is it takes some time to get you going.
Yeah.
So
that's fine.
I hope you have something that you're doing right now.
No, I don't. I'm going to have to get something else while I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, I asked, whenever I get a chance to talk to someone who's a multimillionaire or a billionaire, I always say, give me one sentence, give me one piece of advice. And one of them said, it's easier to change direction once you're running than from a dead start. And so that's what came to me at the moment. We need to get you doing something while you're learning. Have you trained already as a life coach, or are you
no,
training?
No.
Okay.
I'm very good at finding work.
Okay.
More, and I can work at anything. That's been the problem, is that, you know, I need something of higher level getting working towards something. I mean, that's been the problem. I just keep working at dead-end jobs, and then
Okay. All right. So let's go to the angel that's standing right in front of me. Jacob is the angel of education. So while you're studying, while you're taking your real estate test, I've had several people tell me that they failed their real estate test until I told them to put Jacob by their side, and then they passed. So have Jacob with you while you're studying, and he's volunteering to be there for you for both of your ideas and vocations. All right, that's, and let's talk about your angels. You have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, and she tells me you're very positive most of the time, or you get back to that very quickly. And then you have Gabriel, who's the angel of communication, arts, and invention. And that angel is one that would be good for you because you'll be in both fields are communication. And they tell me you have very good ideas. Not only are you a jack of all trades, but you have very good ideas. So you'll be adding an extra benefit to those who work with you. And your last angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune. So you've got wonderful angels for the careers that you're looking for. Okay, and a specific question about the real estate, or give me something more specific.
I guess the specific...
is there a type of real estate that's your interest? What are you looking, commercial, for?
I'm looking to show people like homes and places where they, you know, could feel their presence of living, and then interspersing that in eventually into some more healing and dealing with them, you know, on career level. I mean, I like land and trees and outdoors. I'm looking at a higher end level, not as
okay,
aspiring to have millions of dollars.
Okay. So there's two more angels that are volunteering. Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, is the angel of real estate. And Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, is the angel for comfortable housing. So both
okay.
of those will be there. And then you have Timothy, angel of good fortune. You got a team. You got
okay.
your team all set up. Okay? And if
okay.
you want to, we always have a Dr. Pat special. If you want to do, you know, some other sessions with me, consultations, we can give you more information and guide you along as you go. Okay?
Okay. That would be good.
All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Benny, anybody else? Or we go?
Yeah, we're good. So thanks, Cynthia, for joining us from Issaquah. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. Open phone lines are available now, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so back to goal setting.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. And again, this is coming from the Angel First Aid RX for Excellence book. And if you go to my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and you fill out the form that says Ask Me or Ask Sue, I think it says Ask Sue, and fill that out, and put a little note in the note box that you want the last chapter of Angel First Aid RX for Excellence, or just I will send you the last chapter, because the last chapter is all about success, and it's all about the, and I'll also send you a list of the angels. If you want a list of the angels, I can put a glossary of angels on there too. But the last chapter is all about success. It's examples of success, remedies for success, and anyone will benefit from that, and there's no charge on it, and it'll get you started. So there you go. If you're really interested in buying the entire book or any one of my books, you can go to Amazon.com. There's a link from my website too, and you can just see all the wonderful things that the angels can do. Okay. Should I get started on the chapter, or do you want to go to break? Way do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's hold off on the chapter. We do have a break right about now, and let's give out the number again for the show. It's a mini angel readings with Sue Storm on the Dr. Pat Show, and it's 800-930-2819 for the show, and, of course, there's that number, 800 again, 930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join some Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Doesn't wear any wings. She wears a heart that can melt my own. She wears a smile.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, also known as the Angel Lady, and we're talking about goals and New Year's resolutions and success and every facet of your life. So I want to talk about prosperity for a minute, because the definition of prosperous is eager and vigorous growth. So if you are on a spiritual path, or if you're just working on your career, you really need eager and vigorous growth. And that's how prosperity works with the angels. The angels believe prosperity is success in all areas of your life. In relationships, in health, in career, if that's what you want, in being a parent, if that's what you want. So it's a way of making you prosperous, but also a way of making you happy and bringing you joy. And Benny, do we have any callers, or we're going to go on to goals?
We can keep going, but let me give out the number. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, for a quick reminder.
And again, if you call in, you can get the names of your guardian angels. And if you've gotten the names of your own guardian angels, but you have someone in your family or your husband or someone like that that you want angel names for, grandchildren, and we could do two. If you want to do that, we can do two on the air and give you those names. Also, if you go to my, I'm going to give you my email, SueStorm@EarthLink.net, SueStorm@EarthLink.net, and if you ask me for the names of your grandchildren's angels, I'll send them to you. So that, or your children's angels, whichever it is. Okay, so in the success chapter, which is the last chapter of the Angel First Aid RX for Excellence book, we have the angels that help you with success, and I'm going to give you those angel names. We have Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity, George, who's the angel of success, Jeremiah, I love Jeremiah, is the angel of financial security. And Jonathan, if you're running your own business or you have a business or you want to help promote the business that you're working for, Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, is the angel of business. Loretta is the angel of new enterprise, and she's a good one to know. And this is another one that I really love. Randolph is the angel of expansion. So even if it's not about a career, even if you're just trying to expand your influence in volunteering or your ideas for some environmental project or something, Randolph is a wonderful angel to work with. So the heading for the success chapter is success is a journey rather than being a final destination. And boy, I really believe that. One that can be realized through achieving goals and expressing one's personal power. When you identify and tap into this source, the enthusiasm becomes contagious and produces a ripple effect. Increasing belief in one's abilities leads to professional and greater success and triumphs too as well. The affirmations that go with this chapter, I have a prosperous life. And by the way, if you're coming up with affirmations for yourself, always start with I am or I have and make them very specific. If they're affirmations you're using to get your angels to help you, make them no two-part affirmations. I want this and that. You make them very short and very specific. I have a prosperous life is one of them. I am receiving rewards. And anyone listening has rewards up there to receive, so open to that. I have a successful life. That's believing it before it happens. I am appreciated today, and that is very important. You could say that any day. And I have genuine success. So those are the affirmations in the chapter. And we're going to go right to some of the remedies. The one that I like a lot is I am a mighty money magnet. And you say it with strength and you say it with power. And Timothy, the angel of good fortune, is there with you to help you. You think of that angel by your side and you just say, I am a mighty money magnet. And believe it. And not only that, other than saying it, see the money coming towards you. See it coming towards you and kind of sticking to your chest and your abdomen. And then you can grab the money and stuff it in your pockets if you want to, or pretend like you're putting it in your bank account. But I see $100 bills, $50 bills. I haven't quite been able to figure out how to do a balance transfer with this remedy, but the checks. You can think of checks coming at you and kind of sticking to you, being in your environment. That's what's really important. And the next one is wealth affirmation. And this is, I give myself permission to be wealthy. And a lot of us don't have permission. And if you tap on the temples on either side of your head and you just gently say, gently tap and say aloud, I give myself permission to be wealthy. I give myself permission to be wealthy. That's effective because it's going right into the brain. And then if that's not the one you want to use or you want to change that to another one, you tap on your temples with both hands, with your fingertips, and you say aloud, I give myself permission to be healthy. You can change that last word. I give myself permission to be successful. How about, this came from the angels, Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. How about I give myself permission to be loved? Yeah, that we all need some extra love in this life. I give myself permission to be loved. And then the other remedy that I wanted to talk about today, I checked in with the angels before we started the show to see the ones they wanted me to talk about, is plenty. Obsessing on the word plenty. Plenty of money, plenty of time, plenty of joy, plenty of fun. just obsess on the word plenty. You can say it, plenty, plenty, plenty. You can sing it, plenty, plenty, plenty. You can write it, because most of us did not grow up with plenty as part of our life. We grew up with not enough, or we can just about do it. I don't know. Definitely working on plenty. Okay, Benny, anything going on?
Yes, plenty, plenty, plenty. That's a good one. I like that one, especially for 2022, the new year. We need some more of that, right?
Yes, we do.
800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819. And we do have Anna calling in from Bellevue, so we can take her to the bottom of the hour or whenever you're finished with her. So, Anna, hello.
Hello, Anna. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, would you like your angel names?
I would love them.
Okay, so your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, and he's the top archangel. And he also works with divine justice, and it feels like when things aren't working well or there isn't a lot of justice around, it really grips you is the words the angels are using. So he works with divine justice. And then you also have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. She helps you with great ideas and new ways to move forward. And your money angel is Jeremiah. Wow, you're loaded, girl. So you got Jeremiah, the angel of financial security.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a question for the angel?
Well, yes, a bit. So I think I have a bit of a apprehension about being in wealth, and so I think I might be kind of working against myself. But you know, it's like we always seem to make just enough or have to borrow a little more each month. So I'm wondering if that's me sabotaging myself or what.
Okay. Well, I call them blocks. I call them, you know, just old patterns and blocks. And the next time I come back on after the break, we'll talk about the Dr. Pat special. And you probably can use that, because we can go in and we can find out what the blocks are, release them, very simple process, and, you know, do a couple of sessions with the angels. That would be helpful. Are you sabotaging yourself, not on purpose, but you're not moving as fast as you could, is the words I'm hearing. So think about the Dr. Pat special and call me, and we'll set something up to get you on your path. And, whoa, they just said swiftly. That's their words, swiftly. All right.
Wistfully?
Swiftly.
Swiftly, like swift, like fast.
Swiftly. Oh, swiftly.
Fast. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Rapidly.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anna, for joining the show from Bellevue. And let's give out the number again there, Sue. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. We are actually at the bottom of the hour. Did you have any parting words before we hit our last bottom of the hour break?
Sure.
Go for it. Or do you want me to take it out?
Oh, do you want me to?
I asked if you'd like to say anything before we go out. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't I talk about the Dr. Pat special?
Great.
Let's do that.
All right.
Okay.
We can do it now. Sure.
Okay. Sure. All right. So the Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second one at no charge. So it's a 2-for-1, or if you want to call it that, it's very popular. And then you get a lot of information from your angel. So you're getting 2 half hours of information from your angels on anything you want to know. And specifically, as the caller said, we're really good at finding the blocks to your success and changing them. So to do that, to get the Dr. Pat special, it's 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. That's the Angel Lady's phone number. And the website is the angellady.net, theangellady.net. Okay, Benny, your turn.
All right, well, let's just take it to the break now. And again, you're listening to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's on the show today doing mini angel readings for you. 800 888-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we're talking about goals, achieving goals, and being successful, and being prosperous. That's the subject of our show today. And in setting goals, you set a very easy goal to achieve so that your body gets used to achieving the goals. And you can only manifest what you can manifest through your body, which means a tense body isn't going to manifest as well. But you can manifest through a relaxed body. You might even want to take relaxation breaks every once in a while just so your body can relax and you can manifest your dreams better. So make a small goal. You can take a pad of paper and write, "Angel miracles fill my day." And when you wake up in the morning and put down a couple of your goals, if you don't achieve them, you just write them on the same paper the next day. You have another angel miracle fill my day. And if you do, then you get all excited, even if, like, the lady emailed me and she said, but it was only a small sale. And I emailed her back and I said, it doesn't matter. You get excited about the small sale and then the bigger sales will come. Start small and then goes larger. So set your goals up that way. You can add plenty, obsessing on the word plenty, plenty of time, plenty of fun, plenty of success. You can add that. And then once you achieve your goals, you can go to something a little bit bigger. But again, if you're trying to get sales, put down a small amount, 2 sales today. Whatever you know you can achieve, and then get excited about it, and 2 sales the next day, and then 3 the next day, and away we go. So, Benny, why don't you give out the number one more time? Let me know if there's anybody who's called in, and we'll go from there.
Sure, yeah. Still have some open lines here for you listeners out there. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
And when you call in, you get the names of your angels that have been chosen for you based on your life's purpose, and you can ask a question, get a little mini reading. You can ask a question, a simple specific question if you'd like, and the angels will answer that for you. Okay, we're talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Excellence book, and we are doing it's interesting because we were talking about relaxation, and the angels had me turn to a page on relaxation, so maybe this is important. Okay, here are your affirmations to help you relax your body so you're not so tense, and you can manifest more easily and quickly. I have found balance. And again, all affirmations start with I have and or I am, and then they're very simple. I am calm and serene. I like that one. I am calm and serene. I have peace in my life. Isn't that important? Peace in your life is so important. I am enjoying my day. I have recreational time. That's a good one, too, because so few of us have recreational time. Do something nice for yourself. And the angels are telling me to talk about color. Color is very important. The color that you wear, if you're looking for action, wear red. And if you're looking for peace, wear sky blue. If you want somebody to learn, then paint the room or the walls of the room yellow or dress them in yellow. And colors have a lot to do with the vibration of what you want for success. So whenever I'm doing something where I have to be on top of it and I have to be efficient, I'm always wearing a red shirt or red slacks. Today, by the way, I have red flags on. So off we go. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is piece by piece. That's the name of the remedy. When you have a lot to do, it's overwhelming. A project that's overwhelming, then break it into pieces and think of it as a pie and you're cutting it into slices. In fact, you could draw a circle on a paper and make the pieces of the pie and then write in there what your goals are as far as what you can do at once, what you can do in one day. You could put your priorities on there. Think of your job as a pie, because when something is overwhelming, then you just don't want to do it. Your body shuts down, your mind shuts down, and you just want to do it. You walk away. You know that feeling. And the angel to help with that is Jason. Jason is the angel of organization. Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N, is the angel of efficiency. Nancy is the angel of productivity, being productive. So those three angels can be a support team to you as you're working through whatever it is. And because we're doing goals, you may have cleaning the garage or cleaning the house or cleaning your office or being more efficient. Whatever it is, have those angels with you. Think about them. Pretend like they're on either side of you, that they're working with you. That'll make the task easier because you'll have support in doing what you're doing. So, okay, any callers, Benny, or do we keep going?
We can keep going, but let me give out the number again, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Perfect. Okay, so what I want to talk about now is the energy of the Vitality Plus is what it's called. It's the best one for energy. If you're trying to lose weight, this is the remedy to use. There's other things you can do, but this is the remedy to use called Vitality Plus. So you do it standing up, and you put your non-dominant hand across your throat, so it's covering your thyroid across your throat. This is working with metabolism. It's getting your body more active. And then the other arm, your dominant arm, is down at your side with the fingers pointing towards the floor. And you just start swinging your wrist, swinging your fingers clockwise so that your fingers are moving clockwise in a circle. And you do it at least, it says in the book 40 times, but I'm saying at least 20 times. And you'd be surprised how that pumps you up. It's like pumping you up. It's an easy way to get more energy. If things are going along and you just feel, oh, I don't have enough energy, do Vitality Plus. It's right there. It's easy. It's simple. And it's something that you can do anytime, anywhere. You can also take a joy break. You ever thought of that? You just stop. You take a couple of deep breaths. And you think about joy. And you think about the frequency of joy. If you want to put the frequency of joy through your body, the frequency number is 540-540. And you can, sometimes I write the number on my body. I write the 5, 4, and a 0. And just take a quick joy break. Life doesn't have to be hard. In fact, Archangel Michael said to me, life is easy. You just don't know how to live it. We don't learn in high school. We don't learn in school how to make things easy. We learn how to do things, but we don't know how to make them fast, efficient, and easy. And your angels want your life to be easy. They want it to run smoothly, and they want it to be run easy. And to be, and for you to be strong, for you to have confidence. So we're going to talk about confidence. And if your energy is in your backbone, you're more confident and you come across as more powerful. If your energy is mostly in your belly, you're more of a victim and you're weaker. So if you wanted to correct that, you just think about the energy that's in your chest and in your abdomen, kind of moving back to your backbone. And it's the whole chest. So it's from your shoulders to below your navel. You think of the energy just gently moving towards your backbone, and that'll make you more powerful. You'll stand straighter. If you're making a sales call or if you're going to be interviewed or if you even going on a first date, whatever it is, get your energy in your backbone. Oh, and especially if you're an athlete. That I'm working with several young people who are athletes. And it's one thing I teach. The first thing I teach them is get your energy in your backbone before you perform. And that always makes you stronger and more powerful. Okay. How we doing, Benny? Want to give out the number one more time?
Sure. And then we can sneak off to our last break of the hour. This is your last chance to get on with Sue Storm, the angel lady, for your mini angel reading. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
To tell you all the things you are and all the things.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And I understand we have a caller, so we're going to go right to our caller.
Sure, we'll take Susie, and Susie's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Benny. Hi, I'm Sue Storm.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm wondering if my angels think I should stop with cream and butter to help my bile ducts.
I have to tell you, that's probably in all these years a question I've never had to ask them. So,
probably not.
Do you have your angel names? Have you got?
No, I don't have them.
Okay, let's start with that, and then
good.
We'll go to your question. Okay, so you have this is great. You have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L.
Excellent. I love angels.
Of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So he's your money angel. He's helping you on your spiritual path, and he's certainly on a path of enlightenment. So Uriel, that's one of them. And then you have Peter, the angel of good health. That's great.
Good.
Excited
good,
about
good.
That. Well, then and that's your subject anyway, is health. Okay.
Right.
And let's see. And the other one is someone that doesn't come up very often is Esther, and Esther is the angel of energy to give you strength and energy. But the answer to your question, by the way, is yes, you should avoid it. You should avoid them.
Okay, I'll finish them up and start with olive oil.
Yeah. Do you have any other subject that you want to talk about, or do you want a message from your angels?
Yeah. I love them. I talk to them every day. They help me dress.
Oh, good.
And we make decisions. I mean, yeah.
And the important thing they want to tell you is that they do hear you. You're talking to them. I don't know if you hear them speak back to you, but they do hear you, and they have fun with you, they tell me.
Yeah. Yes, well, their ideas come in, just it's a flow in. And so I may not hear them with my ears, but they have
great
hunches.
But you know they're there. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me what they do to help you dress? Do they pick your colors?
Yes, and I'm a big color person.
Oh, good.
So, I agree with you. Black has its place, but colors are happier and more fun.
Right, right. And they have a different energy than black.
Absolutely.
So when people tell me they like to wear black, then I just say, then put a scarf on. Wear a flowered scarf. Or
sure.
Put a pin on or something to bring some color into your
absolutely.
Into your life. Do you have a career question?
No, because I'm retired.
Oh.
But I love making greeting cards and
oh, that's what they're talking about. Okay, so it may not be a career, but it's your greeting cards. Are you thinking about actually selling them or just giving them away, or what do you do with them?
I just send them because I find out what people like, and then I put that picture. It's more of a collage.
Nice.
So, it's my life.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. You can send me one. I'd like one.
I will send you one, Miss Sue.
That would
Storm.
Be really nice.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll give you my 800 number, and then
okay.
you can call me, and I'll give you my address. It's 800-323-1790.
Great.
323-1790. Okay. And then let me give you a message from your angels, too. Give me a second here to get a message. They just said
Thank you. You're delightful.
You're fun. You're delightful. You're focused. Oh, that's beneficial. You're focused.
Well, that's that Capricorn rising. You know.
Ah, okay. And you're just a delight to work with. So your angels
are... Well, they're my joy.
Yes.
So
wonderful. I'm so glad
they'll help me make a card for you.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like that. I'm so glad that
okay.
you called. Okay.
Blessings.
All right.
Yeah, thanks very much, Susie, for joining the show. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, Sue. Let me give out the number one more time and
okay.
maybe sneak one in before the end of the show. 800-930-2819 for your mini angel reading with Sue Storm. 800-930-2819.
All right. And while we're waiting for that last caller, that lucky last caller, we're going to talk about focus because we were talking about focus, and I want to go to the angels that work with that. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking. Cornell, this is a good one for anyone listening, is the angel of decision making. So let him help you make a decision. Jason, we've talked about, is the angel of organization. And Lois, L-O-I-S, is the angel of clarity. And Nancy, we've talked about, is the angel of productivity. But I want to give you a simple, easy, fun, focus way to focus. There's a couple of them. I was talking to, in one of my consultations, to someone who was about to enter classes for their career, to learn a new part of their career, and I was helping her with her focus. So here's some interesting little simple things to do. Tap your ring finger. You can tap it on the desk if you want, or wherever, tap your ring finger. That helps you focus. And if you want to do the finger, third, fourth finger on the other hand, the right hand, tap that finger. That sends a little message up to your brain. Another one for focus is to take your hands and stick them out in front of you, your arms out in front of you. Spread your fingers and just wiggle your fingers. That balances your right brain and left brain and helps you focus. So those are some very simple ones. And if you happen to be in a business meeting or somewhere and you need to focus and you can't be sticking your hands out and tapping your finger, then I have an easy one for that too. You draw a line on a paper and you draw a line and then you go down about a half an inch, quarter of an inch, and draw another line exactly the same length. and then you go down again the same length as the space between the two lines. Go down one more time and draw another line, same length, and that'll balance your left brain and your right brain and help you focus. So those are very simple, easy little things that you can do. And we'll go to affirmations for focus. I am genuinely focused. I have renewed clarity. I am glad to be focused. I have clarity and peace. I am focused on wealth. Woo, I like that one. And you could change that word to health. Change that word to love. I am focused on love, if you'd like to. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Dr. Pat special now.
Can I hold off on that just one second? We had one caller sneak in.
Good.
Kathy from Kent. Let's bring her on real quickly. Hi,
okay.
Kathy. Let's get your angel.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Wait, you haven't gotten your angels before?
I did, but it was several years ago, and I do not remember what they were.
Oh, okay. All right. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And then you have Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. They're a really good team. They work together, harmony, prosperity, and guidance, and divine justice. And you have them all, and they're with you. And they just say they're showing me big smiles. You keep them busy. That's what they're saying. Do you keep them busy?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I have a favor to ask.
Okay.
My mother, she was just diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and so I thought maybe you could pray for her.
Oh, absolutely. Can you give me her first name?
Gay Teresa.
Okay, absolutely. We will do that. We'll all pray for her. All the angels and me will all do that. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll pray for you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, okay, good. All right, and you may want to call for the Dr. Pat special call and talk to me so we can do more one-on-one if that's all right with you. Want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Blessings from above, I hear.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kathy. And let's give out that special information, too, real fast before we jam out there, Sue, if you want to, because I cut you off.
Oh, no, that's
Pat
fine.
Special.
Sure.
Yeah.
So for the Dr. Pat special, you pay for one half hour. The other half hour is at no charge. And you can go to theangellady.net, theangellady.net to look up information. But if you really want to set up your session with me and get the Dr. Pat special, you can email me at SueStorm@earthlink.net, SueStorm@earthlink.net, or call me 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790, and you will change your life. Whatever isn't working kind of turns around. You can release your blocks. You can find your purpose. You can get energy. A half hour with the angels is indescribable. I mean, it's incredible. And it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference in your life. Give you energy, give you enthusiasm, bring you back around, just move you forward.